I'm the kind of person who likes to hum, though clearly not quietly enough to avoid complaints from family and friends. Trained as a rabbi in a liturgical tradition with music that dates back 500 years or more, often a tune jingling in my head is related to the festive season, especially if we have a prayer service upcoming. There's a famous story told about the great 20th century symphony conductor Arturo Toscanini, who led concerts all over the world. Once, while listening to a performance over the radio in the presence of his biographer, he complained there were supposed to be 120 musicians, including 15 violinists, but only 14 of them played. The biographer thought Toscanini was winding him up and called the concert hall the next day to be told by the director that indeed one of the violinists hadn't shown up. Amazed, the man then called Toscanini to ask how he knew. The maestro explained, "There's a great difference between you and me. As part of the audience, to you everything sounds wonderful. But to the conductor, who knows every note of music, when I realized certain notes were not played, I knew without doubt one of the violinists was missing." In Judaism, we would say that each of our lives comprises a song, and our lifelong task is to uncover its notes and put them to music. With each of life's challenges, part of that tune is revealed to us, though often the full symphony isn't complete until we reach our advanced years. Not only are we each a song unto ourselves, but a colleague I'm fond of says that each of us is part of a much greater symphony. When our voice is missing, when our song is missing, when our lives fail to add goodness to the world, the heavenly conductor of the world symphony knows we are missing.